So, according to the principle of managerial finance from Lawrence Gitman, he says that the financial management is possible to be explained via the financial managers. The managers are the responsible to practice the financial management. It consists of managing all the financial affairs of the business, doesn't matter the size of it. Besides it, it's the objectives of the financial management is to improve the decision-making process and also to deal with strategy, competitiveness, forecasting, and also analyzing risks of the most different ranges. The benefits of having financial manager practice financial management is that he will always be able to manage the firm cash. Besides, he will have a lot of strategy and daily information on his decisions. This behavior and tasks show more benefits than an accountant that will only be dealing with the data and standard reports. So, ever since I mentioned the accountants, I already explained the difference between finance and accountability. I was reading an article that said accountability is focused on the flow of the money either inside or outside the company. On the other hand, the finance focus on managing the assets and liabilities of the company. I know it can be a little confusing, so I'm going to give you an example that is possible to see the difference between them. Let's suppose that you're the owner of a company and you need help to understand the assets and liabilities. You better call a financial manager. His knowledge in finance will help you very much. This way, being able to use strategies and dynamicity to work over financial matters. In the counterpart, if you are confused with the cash flow, you need help of an accountant and his knowledge in accountability. This way, being able to understand the data. Now that you already know the difference between finance and accountability, and also knows what financial management is, I'm going to give you an explanation of financial statements. It will consist on a definition of financial reports and their objectives and also examples. Firstly, there are three different kinds of statements. The balance sheet is defined by the financial statement that includes the assets and liabilities of a company in a certain period of time. It's also relevant to say that besides the assets and liabilities, there are a lot of topics inside of them that are responsible to compose which one of them. The objective of the balance sheet is to demonstrate the financial status that the company is in a certain period of time. Inside the assets, there are the current and the non-current assets. For example, Hering's current assets in the fourth trimester of 2020 were equal to 1,429,280 reais, and the non-current assets in the same period were equal to 911,325 reais. The total amount of assets in the fourth period of 2020 were equal to 2,340,605 reais. In counterpart, the current liabilities in the same period are equal to 635,068 reais, and the non-current liabilities were equal to 84,239 reais. Also in the liabilities, there are the part of the shareholders' equity that in the fourth period of 2020 were equal to 1,622,298 reais. So the total amount of liabilities are equal to 2,340,605 reais, the same total amount of the assets. That is a good time to say that having the assets and liabilities balanced is a good indicator that a company is in a good financial status. That is very important to show how the company is going in financial matters. Another financial report that is very important to understand is the income statement. It is defined as a results report that will consider the income and expenses, this way showing financial results. The objective of an income statement is to show how much profit or loss a company made in a certain period, being possible to know the rentability of the company. The income statement is basically composed by the revenue and expenses. I'm going to show you the categories and their respective numbers in the Hering's 2020 income statement, all in reais. It's important to say that income statement follows a certain kind of order to get in the final results of the profit of the period in question. So it should start with the gross revenue of 1,720,413, less the net revenue of 1,073,495, equals to gross profit of 19,605, less the operating expenses of 338,431, equals the operating profit of 264,617, less the non-operating expenses of 81,174, less non-operating income of 264,617. All of that is equal to the net income of the period in question, that Haringey's fourth trimester of 2020 were equal to 342,969. The last statement that should be explained is the cash flow statement. It is defined as a company report that shows the historical changes in cash flow. The objectives are to show where the cash came from and where it has gone. It also shows the changes in cash and bank balances over a period. I'm going to show how it is divided and the results for each category in the Haringey's 2020 cash flow statement. The first one is the cash provided by operating activities, that is equal to 113,707, followed by the cash used in the investing activities, equals to 46,990. Then, cash used in financing activities, equals to 36,301, followed by the decrease in cash and cash equivalents that were equal to 103,018. The last but not least is the EBITDA, that were equals to 107,005 reais. So, after three statements, you already know about the balance sheet. And it's very common to use horizontal and vertical analysis as indicators in it. Those indicators are very important because the horizontal compares the value between years, and the vertical compares the percentage over the total value. This analysis can be used to understand the source and the time of entrance of the money inside the company. In Haringey's case, the current assets represent 61% in the year of 2020, and the non-current assets represents 39% also in the year of 2020. This way, most of the company's money will be received in a short-term period because the higher percentage is a current assets. So, now I'm going to talk about a few values inside the analysis, either the vertical or the horizontal. Firstly, the vertical analysis. The most relevant value of the vertical analysis of the current assets is 16% of inventories in the year of 2020. Inside the non-current assets, the most relevant is the long-term receivables, as 19% in 2020. The most relevant current liability is the account payable to suppliers, representing 11% in 2020. The most relevant non-current liability is the leases, representing 3% in 2020. And to finish the vertical analysis, the most important shareholders' equity is the capital, representing 16% in 2020. Now, talking about horizontal analysis, all the values that I'm going to talk is in a period between 2019 and 2020. The current assets, the most relevant current asset is the prepaid expenses, equals to 65%. The most relevant non-current assets is the long-term receivables, equals to 245%. The most relevant current liabilities is the account payable to suppliers, equals to 38.9%. The most relevant non-current liabilities is the provision for contingencies and other provisions, equals to 8.5%. And the shareholders' equity most relevant is the profit reserve equals to 25.7%. To finish, I'm going to talk about the liquidity ratios. There are four of them, but the most suitable to understand Haringey's and Grupo Soma's situation is the quick liquidity. It shows how dependent a company can be over their inventories. It had the moment that the ratio went up in 2018, 2019, but in 2020, it got lower again, marking 1 point something. It may sound good, but the two previous year were equal to 2 point something. in both of them. The bigger the number, more amount of uninvested cash. This way, Hering is in the best moment to be bought, a win-win relation between Hering and Grupo Soma.